Okay, money and markets, US dollar has now bounced up over the 92 line, so we have not gotten a break. The dip down is not what I would consider a break. So it's trading at 92.93, and if anything looks strong or stronger, let's see what tomorrow brings. Fixed income, the TLT long treasury is now back down to 6.25%, down from over 10%. The intermediate at 2.97, the aggregate at 3.20, and junk going along swimmingly at 6.23. The S&P now up 13.5, really 13.6% for the year. Home builders doing even better at 17.6. Europe, the VGK ETF up 23.5%. Germany 23.25%, and the developed markets minus North America up almost 20%. The large cap China is up 26%. Small cap is up 30%. And the emerging markets, wow, down to 17%. So China is now past the emerging markets as the all-time high performer. Commodities now down 5% for the year. Gold, which had backed off a little, steady at 11.5%. Silver up 5.36%. And oil still in the doghouse, down 14.85%. The president has unveiled sort of a conceptual overview of tax reform. This is a major tax overhaul. It's way too early to judge what his chances are as passing. The Senate budget group put together sort of a baseline that will help them get this done if they're willing to go with an all-Republican solution. Trump's problem, and this is exactly what I said in the first quarter, and I'm going to say it again. His problem is that there's lots of political support to get through what's good for the rich, not a lot of political support to get through what's good for the middle class. So let's see what he can get done. If he can get tax reform and corporations get the break they need to bring all the money back, this is going to be quite a dramatic swing in job opportunities and real estate and stock market valuations. So it's going to have a major impact. Obviously, it's different place to place and sector to sector. So I don't want to give sweeping generalizations, but if the Republicans get this done this year, it's going to have a big impact on the economy. So very good short run for the North American economy. Lots of capital and juice flowing in. Merkel has won her new election in Germany. Wolfgang Schäuble is now leaving as finance minister. Boy, that's the end of an era. I wonder if there's going to be a change in EU austerity policy, and is taking over the position. He's been nominated for president of the Bundestag. So he's far from stepping off the stage, but that is an end of the era. I want you to remember the concept of projective identification. Projective identification is a very classic tactic of the different federal agencies and intelligence agencies. Attack somebody for what you're doing before they can attack you for doing it. So if I'm stealing, I immediately attack you for stealing, because then if you come along and say, "Well, no, it's you who's stealing," you won't have any credibility. I've already branded you as a thief. It wouldn't surprise me. SEC is under great attack over the fact that they got hacked, and it wouldn't surprise me if that attack is inspired by the people who don't want to give them the upper hand in attacking Equifax for being hacked. And everybody's sitting around and saying, "What is the SEC going to do?" And remarkably, coinkadinky, the SEC gets hit, and apparently they've been hacked and didn't handle it well either. So Equifax can say, "Well, the pot shouldn't call the kettle black." The Wall Street Journal finally carried a story on the Pew study that I keep talking about, saying that the problem at the state and local pension funds is not so much the funding for the pension funds, which in many states is reasonably good, nowhere near as dire as some people are making it sound. Where the states have fallen down, they haven't been accruing funding for healthcare. That Pew study is very important. We'll probably talk about it more in the annual wrap-up when we cover pension funds. But if you're in a state pension fund and expecting health care from your pension fund, I strongly recommend that you check the status of your particular state and how much has been accrued for health care. I think you might be surprised to discover that healthcare may not be there and you might need to make alternative plans. Certainly, to the extent that the Medicare system still exists, that plus a supplemental should be there for you, but I would make sure you check into it. We have a new Food for the Soul. It's great. It's on British TV miniseries, including my absolute all-time favorite, the Warwicker Trilogy. I love this column. I'm so excited that we were able to persuade Your Culture Scout to publish it. And they're doing two reviews of something related to culture. So it could be movies, could be theater, could be art. And I just love the things they do. So check out Food for the Soul by Your Culture Scout. Finally, in January, we published a little video called Will Obama Be the Fall Guy? About sort of Obama and his responsibility for his piece of 8 years of the financial coup d'etat. And our videographer loved it so much, he wanted to retool it and put it to music. And it's pretty cool. So we put it up on the website. It's kind of funny, but it gives you my sort of 411 on Obama, which has been my 411 on him from the very beginning. So it's never changed.